We just give praise to the Lord for that good singing. Amen. We'll get ready here just in a few moments and go to the Word of God and ask God to anoint and bless His Word as He pours His Spirit out upon it. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to preach Your Word. And God, we know that Your Word will not come back void. It will not fail, but it'll accomplish that wherein You have purposed and sent it for. And Lord, we thank You for results. We thank You, Lord, for people that's receiving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, we know that we don't walk this thing by sight, but we walk it by faith. And God, we know by faith that great things are happening and great things are being accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now uplift and bless is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to minister for a few minutes on the thought, hold on, God's not done yet. Amen. Hold on, God's not done yet. And I want to go in Philippians, and I want to go in the first chapter of Philippians, and in verse 6, and out of that verse 6, we'll lift the text. In verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That which has begun that work, and if the Lord is the one that has begun that work within you, then you know that the Lord is going to keep his word. He is going to fulfill what he has said and what he started. He's going to complete. That's the promise of the word. Amen. That's the part when we begin to walk by faith and not by sight. For the word says that he that come to God must believe that God is, and God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we begin to walk by faith, faith tells us that God's word cannot fail. And all the things of the word of God were for examples and examples so that we, the children of God, can know and see what God is able to do. All the things of the Old Testament is to prove to us that we can read that word and through the word that God has accomplished the things wherein that he has set forth to accomplish. When they marched up to the Red Sea, it went to the left and right and then walked across on dry land because God was able to deliver the children of God in that hour. We go on through the Word of God time after time after time, and God proves that he can do what he says he'll do. He's been so faithful in proving that he is able to perform his word. There's power within his words. The word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, all things was formed and created by it. Amen. And for that purpose, that word is just as sure today as it was when it was spoken into the foundation of the world and brought everything into existence. That word is just as powerful today. And we have the authority and the right to use that word and the power to use that word. And when you can't, you know, do it physically, you've got to back up and stand upon the word. This battle is bigger than we are. If it had been a flesh and blood battle, I'd done got something and went and clubbed the devil, and that'd been the end of it. Amen. I got a pitchfork out there in the car that I think come from maybe my grandparents, and it was given to me to give to my daughter. And I know it's 7,500 years old, something like that, but it's one of them prong pitchforks. And, buddy, I'd just go get it and go get I'd gig the devil like a frog. Amen. But see, it's not a physical battle. People says, well, I'm going to black his eyes, blood his nose, kick him in the shins. You can do all those things, but this battle is not in physical sense of that understanding. And the battle and the weapons of our warfare, according to the word of God, are not carnal, but they mighty through God. And pulling down the strongholds of Satan, we take it by word, and we take the same word that all things was created by, and we take that same word, and we bind the powers of hell and darkness, and we bind the devil. I said in the offset of this service today, I talked about how that the devil would try to tear up everything he could tear up. And he really has for the last week or two. He's literally just tried to make hay of things and tear things up because it uses up your time. It bothers you and it bothers you thinking and all that. So the devil is a hindering spirit. But if we just stay faithful to God and realize that that one that has begun this work in us, amen, that good work that God has started, he's faithful. No weapon going to be formed against you that's going to prosper. And this work that he has begun, he's going to complete the work. Paul said he tarried with them until Christ was formed in them. Amen? And God will tarry with us until the fullness of God is manifested in our hearts and our lives and our soul. We didn't just get into this thing, you know, just be defeated. We got in this thing to be an overcomer. We got in this thing to be victorious. Amen? And we're going to see this thing through, and we're going to see the victory that's promised to all the saints of God. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen? It is an endurance race, and as we endure through faith in the promises of God, and the more the Word of God that you can take on, the more you're going to be able to fight the battle, and you're going to be able to fight the devil and face everything that's coming your way. And there are going to be some battles. If I tried to tell you that there wasn't going to be battles, I'd be lying to you. If I tried to tell you that there wasn't going to be an harassment from Satan, I would be lying to you. But let me tell you something. You can know if Satan's battling you, then he don't have you. You can know if he's harassing you, he don't have you. You can know that if he's throwing things and throwing everything he can your direction, you can know that God has got a work going on in you that's got the devil nervous. Amen? The devil does not want you to get a hold of the word, the truth. The Bible says that God's people faint for the lack of wisdom. They don't have the understanding of how to stand. And the Bible says when you've done all to stand, just stand. Amen? Just simply stand and look at the devil and say, I will not be defeated in Jesus' name because God's still working on me. You wait till you see the finished product. You wait till you see all these battles you go through, they're just going to make you stronger. All these trials you go through, they're just going to make you stronger. All the things that Satan's coming against you with is just going to prepare you for greater victories. An old friend of mine, R.W. Shambach, used to say, if you don't have no battle, you don't have no victory. Amen? And the more the battle, the greater the victory. The singing cooks sing that song a lot of time, talking about how victory is sweet. I'm going to tell you something. When it comes in like a flood, amen, the enemy has come in like a flood, but God sends his mighty Holy Ghost, and it comes in as a standard, and that floods your soul with the joy and the peace of the Lord. And then you know that, amen, you're not in this battle alone, but the Lord goeth before you, and he's to the right, to the left. He stand behind you like that great angelical host that stood behind the servant of God, amen, when he said, Lord, open his eyes of that little servant that he may see more clearly, because that be with us is more than that would be with them. I want to share with you today and let you know that would be with you, that's more than all your adversaries, more than all your enemies, more than all that come against you. He that's within you that's greater, and greater is he that's within. Glory to God. He's able to give you the victory. He's able to bring you through. Hold on. God's not through blessing yet, and he's not done with what he's going to do. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But knowing then confident, this thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it don't stop there. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:12. Boy, I love this one. Amen. I think this one, you can really smack the devil's jaws with this. Amen. In 2 Timothy 1:12, for this cause... I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Now, this is Paul declaring this to Timothy. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed. Amen. I'm not ashamed to obey God. I'm not ashamed to stand in the midst of the battle. I'm not ashamed to stand when the storm, amen, comes all around. I'm not ashamed to stand in the darkness of the night, because I know what my God can do, and I know that God will perform that which He said and promised. Amen. And I'm persuaded. Now, boy, we could stop, drive up a stake, and preach a revival right there. We must be fully persuaded. You know, the Bible said, "Ever let every man be fully persuaded." Not just partly persuaded, but fully persuaded that God is able to keep His word, that God's able to do these things He said. We've seen Him work before. We've seen Him in the midst of the battle, and we've seen Him come through for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. We've seen Him give the victory to those that stood in the midst of the battles, and we know that He's still able. Amen. So we are persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. That which I have committed. How much have you given God? Some people give God just a little five, more or less. They give Him a five. That's about it. Amen. But we got to give Him some of our time. We got to give Him some of our time in prayer. We got to give Him some of our time in fellowship. We got to give Him some of our time in the Word of God. We've got to give Him some of our time laboring in His vineyards. But if we give to God and we commit to God, I've committed my life to God. I've committed all that I am and all my strength and all my mind and all that's within me. I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. I don't care what the next person does. I don't care what they go under the pew, over the pew, turn blue, break out in freckles. It don't matter what they do. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to go on and serve God, because God is the only right way. Amen. I remember something that my son-in-law that passed on to be on to the Lord. Your Keith asked his mother one time. He said, "Mama, this is the right way." He asked her to assure her if she believed and if she knew that this was the right way. The way of the Lord is the right way. The way of old-time Pentecost is the right way. The way of the power of God and the anointing of God is the right way. You have to be persuaded. Keith was persuaded. And he faced death as brave as any human being I ever seen. Amen. Because he was committed that he was going to make it to heaven. And he was going to see his Redeemer. The psalmist, amen, throughout the Word of God, we have the promises. Amen. We have the promises of God, and we must be committed unto Him against that day. Amen. Then in Jude it just has one big chapter. Don't have to worry, were you in the right chapter, not Jude. It's only got one. Jude simply says a lot of good things in it. One of the things it says, well, let's go back up and read just a few verses before we read the key verse I want to draw in on. The Bible talks about up in the 14th verse, "Then cometh 10,000 of His saints," verse 5, "to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." He's pretty serious what he's going to do. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I'm glad that I'm committed to serve Him. I'm committed to walk with Him. I'm glad that my sins have been remitted to Him. And I believe it takes remittance. If you don't remit your sins, I don't believe you can be forgiven of. I believe you have to say, God, I'm sorry. He said, little children, I wish you sin not, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. And I believe, according to the promises of God, that if we commit a sin, we need to remit it to God and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. That's how we're going to prosper. Amen. That's how we're going to be overcomers, is through his blood. And he goes on to say in verse 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We build ourselves up in God. We read the Word of God and we see what God has done for those that's in the battle. We see that God has been able to give them victory in every situation. And that builds our faith, and we pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't know how people stand it without the Holy Ghost. I've had a lot of bad things come against me, and the Holy Ghost would come. I know a lot of times you get sick in the night, or in your sleep, and you wake up talking in tongues, and the Holy Ghost praying through you. Thank God that he's praying for us. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. But then it goes on down. Let's drop down in verse 24, and I want to get a thought from that verse. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him. God's able. Amen. God's able to give us the victory to climb the highest mountain. God's able to give us deliverance in the midst of the battle. God's able to give us healing. A lot of people, you know, they faint out before God comes through for them. You've got to stand firm in the Word of God and claim that which God has said by his Word. He said, by his stripes ye were healed. Past tense. The Old Testament said, oh, in the Old Testament it said, you know, you are healed. And when we get down to the New Testament, it says you were healed, meaning it's past tense. It's already been paid for. 39 stripes, save one. He bore those stripes upon his back that you and I can be healed. We're claiming that healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. And these promises. God is able. That's how we can declare when the Word of God said by the writer John over in the third epistle of John, he said, beloved, wish all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. See, God's desire is for us to prosper in him. God's desire is for us to be in good health. And we claim this through the Word of God, believing that God is able. And he goes on a step further here. He's able to keep us from falling. Amen. Bible talks about the things that we do that we'll never fall. And God, through his Word, amen, says he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before. Remember, we go into a city where no sin will enter in. We go into a city, amen, where that there's no dying. There'll never be another death. We're going to a city where we're going to live forever. And here he's going to present us faultless. I mean, without any blemish. The Bible says, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. That's what God's going to do. He's going to have a perfected church in that day. Today it's not perfected. I see a lot of things that troubles me. I see a lot of things that bothers me. But God's still working through the preaching of his Word. And the washing by the preaching of his Word. And he's washing his church. And the blood is cleansing the individuals from their sin and washing them white as snow. And that blood is perfecting the church so that when he gathers it a church, it'll be without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. He's going to present us faultless before the presence of the glory, amen, which with exceeding joy, This is that joy I was talking about a little while ago, about it's like a flood. Not like the flood of the enemy. The enemy comes in like a flood, and God raises up a standard. But I'm talking about the blessings. God showed me several years ago, we was going through some things, and he showed me the wave of the ocean. He showed me running along the beach, and he showed the wave of the ocean coming up in the midst of it, just overshadowing and coming down like a cool rain. The victory of the Lord. And I'm telling you, he's able to perform that, and he's able to fulfill it according to the promises of God. Amen. And then we go back to Philippians, and we get in the fourth chapter, and we look at Philippians in the fourth chapter. Buddy, this is some powerful understanding here. Verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength. I mean, while the devil's beating on you, go ahead and praise God. Boy, that really rattles the devil. He don't know how to react or respond when the more he beats on you, the more you praise. The more you give glory to God, the more you throw up your hands and worship God, the devil, he don't have no understanding how to deal with that. And goes on to say in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. We have the privilege and the ability to put our petitions before God, to put our requests before God. When we have need of things, we go to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I can't bear the load by myself. I can't carry it by myself. I've got to have the Lord. And I say this a lot of times, I say it again tonight. I don't know what people do that don't have the Lord. I can see why people are blowing their brains out, why they're overdosing on this or that, or why they're going to the bottle and getting drunk. One guy was telling me about a guy drank and passed straight out. He said he don't even have fun drinking. He just drinks and passes straight out, lays there till he gets sober. And he was talking about how he had somebody die that drank herself to death. And we was in the hospital visiting Talmadge the other day and praying for him, and there was some people there telling us how that they had a member of their family had drank so much that their ammonia level in their blood had got so high that it passed out, thought they'd had a heart attack, and come find out it's just from the drinking. And you know, people are just trying to drown their problems, but when they sober up, they're still there. You can take all the drugs in the world and their problems will still be there. You can do anything in the world to you physically, but your problems are still going to be there in reality. But when you cast your cares upon the Lord, amen, for he careth for you. And when you realize he's able to keep these things and you commit it to him and you take your prayers and your supplication before the Lord and you make your requests known unto the Lord, then he fulfills his word. And then in verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding, amen, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now the peace of God. There's a peace in serving God. There's turmoil in sin. There's turmoil in the world. There's turmoil and chaos on every hand, but there's peace in God. And he says in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever thing are true, whatsoever thing are honest, whatsoever thing are just, whatsoever thing are pure, whatsoever thing are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. When you're down and out, think on the blessings of the Lord. The Bible says, you know, when David had come in and took their wives and their kids and his own men under him, wanted to just crucify him more or less. They wanted to blame it on him. And the Bible said he began to pray, began to talk to the Lord. And he went over the things he'd seen God do, and the Bible said he encouraged himself. And I'm going to tell you something. When you get down and out, if you start thinking of the blessings of God, you don't have to think very long about the things in the Word of God, where God's been God to the people in the Word, and you'll begin to think about the times he's been God to you. Think about the times he's been able to keep you. Think about the fact that he is able to keep that what you've committed unto him against that day. And he's able to perform that good work wherein that he started within you. This is the promises of God. Amen. Then we come down to a close and we look at one more section of scripture. We look in 2 Peter and in the 3rd chapter and in verse 9. The word here says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Amen. Here, according to the promises of God, he's going to keep his word. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. According to the Word of God, there's only one thing that you can put your trust in that's going to be eternal, and that's God and his word. And if you put your trust in him, you make a commitment to him, make your prayer and supplications known to him, come under his banner of love, and let that peace that passes all understanding be within you, and let the victory of the Lord be yours in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your word and the promises of your word. And those who receive this message, it goes out into the airways and is played in numerous radio stations, and as it goes on and is downloaded by people that receive messages by their computers. Lord, I want the anointing to be in this word. And Lord, just as I had a call this past week and somebody saying what the Lord had done within them, I want to hear from people that'll say, the Lord has saved me. The Lord has healed me. The Lord has delivered me. And we pray in the name of Jesus for salvation. For if a man believe in his heart and confess with his mouth, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus. And God, we ask that men and women would hear this message and believe in their heart and be saved. And be sanctified, be filled with the Holy Ghost. They be healed, delivered, and set free. And they receive victory over the devil and the powers of darkness through the word of God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Until the next time we come to you, God love you, God bless you. Amen and amen.